要掌管我们的心。
That you will take hold of our hearts.
所以我们知道，我们如果没有心来归向，我们不能够听懂你的话语。
Without our hearts toward you, that we do not listen, we do not understand your words.
如果我们不能够真正的把我们放下，我们完全来到你的面前，我们属灵的声音。求主你怜悯我们，求主你与我们同在，求主你亲自来托起你的，求主你自己亲自坚固你的仆人，愿主你的旨意成就，我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。这个是怎么玩的？在那边是吧？嗯？哦，已经开始了。看那边，还是要一个适应的阶段。OK。好，牧师今天讲到的题目是明天会更好。
The topic is tomorrow will be better。
我想问大家啊，从内心深处啊，你做回答，你相信你的明天会更好吗？
I want to ask you that you will answer truly. Do you believe tomorrow will be better?
有多少人相信明天会更好？
How many people believe tomorrow will be better?
有多少人相信这个世界明天会更好？
How many people believe this world will be better tomorrow?
我想，所以我问这个问题的原因是我这是不一样的答案。这个世界明天是否更好，和你是否明天更好是不一样的。
The reason I ask this question because I think there will be two answers: whether the world will be better or whether you yourself will be better.
所以我问的问题是，你相信你的明天会更好吗？
So the question I ask is, do you believe you will be better tomorrow?
经过了三年的瘟疫。而且在2022年爆发了一场很大的战争，而且现在还没有结束，我们不知道什么时候结束。而且我们必须承认，今天所有的教会都在挣扎之中。所以我们看到今天这个世界的明天是否会更好是不知道。
So, if we look at this world, whether it will be better, we do not know.
也许乐观主义，乐观主义的认为明天会更好。
If you're optimistic, maybe you think it won't be better.
但是原因啊，它的理由是不充分。
But you do not have sufficient reason.
但是我们知道这个世界上的人，我们每个人希望明天都会更好。
We do believe every person in this world wish for a better tomorrow.
如果你不相信明天会更好，你生活的动力从何而来？
If you do not think tomorrow will be better, what is your motivation?
我因为相信明天会更好，所以我去年一年都在辛苦的奋斗，所以我可以来到这里。
Because I believe tomorrow will be better, that's why I worked hard the last year so that I can be here today.
你明天会更好，实际上是我们的一个信仰。
Tomorrow will be better is our faith.
没有这个信仰，我们不会有真正的动力。如果没有这个信仰，我们遇到困难就会往后退。那我们真正可以前进的动力，是因为我们相信明天是有希望。在1983年啊，在海峡两岸有一首歌非常受欢迎。那首歌的名字就是《明天会更好》。
And the name of the song is Tomorrow Will Be Better.
有多少人会唱这首歌？请大家举手。
How many people know this song?
多少人会唱这首歌？请举手。你不会唱这首歌吗？我觉得，八十年代对我们很多人来说是我们的青春时光。
In the 80s, that's the
很多很多的人越来相信八十年代是中国最好的时代。
And many people believe that in the 80s was the best years for China.
那是一个相对开放。
It's just starting to open up.
那是一个相对自由的时代。
There were freedom.
那是一个相对朴素的时代。
It's pure.
Right? Pure. Not naive. Okay. Yeah, 但是一个那是一个相对一个朴素纯真的时代。
I'm not sure. Anyway, it's good. What? Genuine. Okay. So that's the days we remember.
那首歌，今天这些歌。
The people who sang the song are probably in the 50s and 60s.
很多人领头的于天他我刚刚查了一下，他在2017年也信主。
Many people that I looked up online that came to know the Lord.
这首歌的歌词这首歌我最近唱了很多很多遍。
I sang this song many times recently.
我们先来看看这个歌词。
Let's take a look.
这不是一个基督教的歌曲
It's not a Christian song.
但是也是一个充满了真理的歌曲
But it's full of truth.
他在以带着一个朴素的心在寻求真理
They have a heart to seek the truth.
我们看看他说轻轻敲起沉睡的心灵
Gently knock on and arouse your heart.
慢慢张开你的眼睛
Slowly open your eyes.
看看忙碌的世界是否依然孤独地转个不停。
And see if the bustling earth is still rotating along.
这个世界在不停地在孤独地运转。
This earth is rotating along.
但是没有人在思考它为什么运转。
People did not ask why is it revolving.
我们可能很多人也在每天的生活在忙碌，但是我们知道我们究竟为什么在忙碌吗？
And we see we are all busy, but do we really ask why we are so busy?
所以在一个朴素的眼睛看到了这个世界的孤独。
So, from the worldly point, we take a look at the world.
但是人是有感情的。
But we do have emotions.
所以我们要希望我们的情感被接受，也能够被理解。
So we hope for our emotions to be accepted and understood.
但是好像没有人理解，春风也不解风情，吹动少年的心。
The spring breeze does not understand amorous feelings.
让昨日脸上的泪痕随记忆风干。
So may the tears of yesterday dry up all the memories.
在这个世界上注定充满了眼泪。
We know that this earth is full of tears.
越真诚，你会。遭到更多的眼泪。
If you are true, then you will probably have more tears.
如果用带着心灵来生活，你可能会有更多的失望。
In our lives, we know there are many disappointments.
所以这个朴素的心，这个时候他也不知不觉的在冥冥之中开始抬头仰望天空的翅膀。
So as we lift our heads to seek the winds of heaven.
因为天空，我们虽然不知道上帝，但是天空它有代表的一种纯净。它也代表着一种自由。
Even if we do not know God, seems like earth brings us peace and hope.
所以我们抬头仰望天，要寻求这种自由。
So we look up to seek that freedom.
但是当我们的眼光没有认识主的时候，我们在天空里面只看到飞鸟在孤独的飞翔。
But if we do not know the Lord, we only see the migratory birds.
候鸟出现它的影迹，带来远处的饥荒、无情的战火。
Its shadow brought the news that there is still famine and cruelty of war.
这仿佛就是说今天。
It repeats which is today.
这个是的，我们看看天空。我们又会回到，如果我们没有认识上帝，我们又是想到今天这个世界上的战火、饥荒和瘟疫。
Without God, as we look, we will see that there is famine and the cruelties of war.
我们没有办法摆脱这个世界的纠缠。
That we cannot shake the this world.
然后玉山啊，就是阿里山啊，玉山白雪飘零，燃烧少林的心。
On the Jade Mountain, the falling white snow kindles a youth's heart.
使真情融化成音符，倾诉遥远的祝福。
Allowing the true passion to dissolve into a musical note.
所以这一个朴素的心知道需要祝福，但是似乎非常的遥远。
We need blessings, but we are full of worries.
所以在没有找到答案的时候，我们能够向人，向我们的心发出一个呼唤，说：唱出你的热情吧，伸出你的双手，让我们相互的拥抱。
When we do not know the answer, then we reach our hands and sing with our passion.
让我拥有你真心的面孔。
So let me hold your true heart.
这首歌就像上一次我所说的一样，你看，人都希望能够真诚，能够看到真心的面孔。
We all want to see each person's true heart.
那我们的笑容充满青春的骄傲，为明天献出虔诚的祈祷。
Let our smiles fill up the pride of youth.
所以这首歌太好，他知道明天我们需要祈祷，明天我们需要遥远的祝福。
This song is saying that tomorrow we need devout prayers and we need blessings.
感谢神，非常美好的诗歌。
Praise the Lord, it's a good song.
也许我们可以花两分钟，我们可以唱一小段，好不好？
Maybe we'll sing it.
我很喜欢这首歌。
I like this song very much.
我觉得它就是一个基督教的歌曲。
I believe it is a Christian song.
我们可以唱一唱啊，那我们想想，回想一下青春的时光啊。
Let's think about our youth.
我们一起来唱。轻轻敲熄深邃的心灵，慢慢张开你的眼睛，看着忙碌的世界是否依然孤独地讲个不停，春风不解风情。颤动少年的心，让昨日脸上的泪痕随风一风干了，抬头寻找天空的翅膀，照亮谁也他的印记，带来远处的饥荒，无限的战火依然存在的消息。玉山白雪飘零，燃烧少年的心，让真诚融化成音符，倾诉遥远的祝福。唱出你的热情，伸出你双手，让我拥抱着你的梦，让我拥有你真心的面孔，让我们的笑容充满着青春的骄傲，让我明天献出虔诚的祈祷。我们感谢主啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们为明天献出虔诚的祈祷。
That we will offer our devout prayers for tomorrow.
只有在虔诚的祈祷里面，明天才会真正的会更好。
Only with devout prayers will tomorrow be better.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界会败坏。
The Bible tells us this world will fall.
这个世界是没有希望的。
This world has no hope.
这个世界的明天不会会更好。
This world tomorrow will not be better.
只会更混乱。
It will be more confusing.
只会更加的充满了罪恶。
It will be more sinful.
但是上帝告诉我们说，在基督耶稣里面，明天才会更。
The Bible tells us in Jesus Christ, tomorrow will be better.
而且在基督耶稣里面，你无论你今天处于什么光景，明天将来也一定会更好。
That in Christ, regardless of today, tomorrow will be better.
所以这是为什么今天我要跟大家一起来领受的信息。
And this is the message I want everyone to receive.
因为我们如果不相信明天会更好的话，我们一切的信仰都是徒然的。
If we do not believe tomorrow will be better, our faith is in vain.
我们的侍奉必也一定会是软弱的。
Our service will be weak.
所以我们相信耶稣，相信明天会更好，是因为上帝有应许。
We believe tomorrow is better.
在箴言书里面四章十八节说了一句话，说义人的路啊，好像黎明的光啊，越照越明，直到正午。
Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining even brighter till the full light of day.
这句话我思想了很多很多的遍。
I meditated on this verse many times.
他说啊，一个义人，一个信耶稣基督被称为义人的人，他的人生像什么呢？像一个太阳。
This who believe in Christ, the righteous, what is his life like? It's like the morning sun.
他的起点是朝阳。
And he will be bright.
但是他的归宿不是夕阳。
But his setting is not the setting sun.
他的归宿是到正午，是最明亮，到最明亮的时候，就跟耶稣同在的时候。
And his ending is like a full day to be with Jesus.
这个是我在房子，我们住的房所住的一个community 呢有一个小湖。
This is the lake where I live in Houston.
我常常这一个在这个湖边散散步。
I like to walk around this lake.
那夏天的时候，往往那个夕阳非常的漂亮。
In the summer, when I look towards the west sun, it's very beautiful.
但是这个夕阳非常的短暂。
But it's also temporary.
那个漂亮的时候很短的，所以我就想要抓住这个最后的一刻，那能不能够停下来？这个美丽的时刻停下来，不太阳不要下山。
This time is short. I often wanted to see if I can stop the time and just hold on to this beautiful moment.
但是太阳是一定会下山的。
But we know that the sun will fall.
黑暗会降临。
And that the darkness will come.
但是上帝说，我们的人生不是从朝阳走向夕阳，而是从什么？从这个朝阳走到正午，越走越光明。
But the Bible tells us that we are like from walking from the morning until the midday, it will be brighter and brighter.
你今天回去好好思想一下这个经文，经文是指的反复思考的。
So when you go home, meditate on this verse, which is worthy of our meditation.
所以对神的儿女来说，我们人生是会更好的。
So from God's point of view, our life will be better.
那这里说义人啊的路啊，他只没有说每一个人啊，说义人的路是越走越光明。
It says the righteous path is not everyone, just the righteous.
那谁是义人呢？
Who is righteous?
我们知道义人是被耶稣基督称为义人的人才能叫义人。
The righteous are the ones called by Jesus.
我们知道没有人够真正意义上能够称为义人。
No one can be called righteous before God.
只有认耶稣、悔改、信耶稣的人才能被耶稣基督称为义人。
Only those who have believed in the Lord and repented.
那就是真正的信仰耶稣者被称为义人。
And truly believe in Jesus, those are the righteous.
那我们这些信徒，我们有上帝的应许，我们明天才会更好。
The belief for the believers because of God's promises, then tomorrow will be better.
那我们今天要仔细思考一下，那究竟为什么我们明天会更好呢？
Let's think about why tomorrow will be better.
首先第一个，一个真正的信徒，他在无论在任何的光景中，他都有上帝的同在。
The believer, regardless of circumstances, he has the presence of God.
如果你没有认识到这位上帝是永远与你同在的，那我们会没有力量，也常常会失望。
If you do not know that God is with you, then we will be without strength and we will be disappointed.
这一位上帝与我们的同在啊，是一种三一真神的圣父、圣子、圣灵的与我们的同在。
This presence is the presence of the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们先看看这位永恒的父，这位创造天地的神，这一位创造，这位为我们制定我们人生的神，他永远有最好的计划，在最好的计划中与我们同在。
Let's take a look at the eternal God who created us. His plans to be with us.
所以你看啊，这一个在以赛亚书有段经文，他说：“无论在任何的光景中，你不要害怕，我要与你同在。”
In Isaiah, it says, "Regardless of circumstances, have no fear, for I am with you."
因为我与你同在。
Because I'm with you.
你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
Do not fear, because I am your God.
我必帮助你，我必用公义的右手扶持。
I will strengthen you. I will be your helper. My right hand will be your support.
神的手是公义的手。
God's right hand is the righteous God.
这些啊，这一些经，每一些经文都可以讲很多。
I can speak on each verse quite a lot.
公义的手，他服侍公义的人。
The righteous right hand will support the righteous.
所以说，就不管怎么样，就你神是为他、为和他的儿女同在的啊。
Regardless, God is always with His children.
我们简单的回顾一下古老的故事约瑟。
Let's think about the story of Joseph.
我们知道约瑟，你不要小看约瑟啊。约瑟人生，他的确遭遇了常人所不能够遭遇的事情。
The life of Joseph, that he experienced many things most people would not experience.
他被自己的亲人出卖了。
He was sold by his brothers.
人被在人生中很大的一个灾难是被人出卖。
One of the worst things we can experience is to be sold out by others.
如果你相信一个人，但他却出卖你，这是一件非常凄惨的事情。
If you believe in a person and he sells you out, that's bad.
但是而且是更可怕的是被他家里人出卖。
And what's worse, he was sold by his own family.
所以你要想想，这他真正他为什么那么他的属灵的真正的伟大？你要想想，如果你是他，你会怎么样
？Why is Joseph such a spiritual giant? If you were him, what would you do?
但是他被卖在埃及做奴仆的时候，上帝说，上帝说，耶和华他同在。
When he was sold to be a slave, God said he was with him.
在约瑟的故事里面，请你记住，请你仔细看，耶和华与他同在这句话反复的出现。
In the story of Joseph, the Lord was with him. Was repeated several times.
因为神与他同在，所以他在做奴隶的时候，做奴仆的时候，他仍然可以百事顺利。
Because the Lord was with him even as a slave that he was successful.
然后他在这种艰难之中仍然的是这一个殷勤的服侍，没有苦读殷勤的服侍。
That in these difficulties he still served diligently.
但是我第二个苦难又来了。
And then the second difficulty.
这个主人的妻子看他年轻英俊勾引他不成，就开始诬陷他。
And the master's wife saw how handsome he was, so tried to seduce him and was not successful, and then accused him.
今天有多少人能够拒绝引诱呢？
How many people can refuse temptation?
他拒绝引诱，不仅没有得到赞赏，反而被诬陷下监。
He resisted temptation. Not only was he not praised.But he was falsely accused and sent to prison.
在这个时候，到这样的情况，如果是你，你会不会怀疑上帝？会不会埋怨神
？If you were in that position, would you doubt God? Would you complain against God?
如果是你，你觉得我这样子能够行公义，能够正直，能够拒绝邪恶，那我去没有的赞扬，反而被又被诬陷下在监狱里面，上帝你在哪里？
If you were in his position, that not only did he not fall to temptation, but he did not go into evil or wickedness.
但是二十一节再一次强调说，但耶和华与约瑟同在。
And verse 21 tells us again, for the Lord was with Joseph.
我们有时候在苦难中，我们常常觉得神离我们很远很远，他好像完全不管我们。为什么让我们遭遇一个一个不公平的、没有道理的事情呢？
In our difficulties, we feel like God is far from us. How did God let us fall into such unfair circumstances?
但是你要想到刚才的第一个题目里面写到，圣父的同在，他永远是在他给我们最好的人生计划中与我们同在。我的每一个词都是经过思考。上帝，换句话说，上帝不是往往不是在我们的计划中与我们同在。
God is not with us like we thought he would, according to our plans.
上帝与我们同在是在他的计划中与我们同在。
He is with us according to his plan, his will.
当我们愿意降服他的计划的时候，我们就会越来越清晰地感受到他与我们的同在。
Only are we willing to be obedient to him, then we will experience his will, his plan.
所以上帝与他同在，神就向他神仍然向他施恩。
So God was with him and was gracious to him.
所以你发现没有，一个真正有信仰的人，环境再艰难，他能够最终能够战胜这个环境，又能够荣耀神。
That person with faith that he can overcome his circumstances.
所以这就是属灵的秘诀。
This is the spiritual secret.
所以这一个你看，他这个没有苦读，他带着信心仍然仰望神，他去照着神的话去做的时候，他在监狱里面做的也很好。
He was without bitterness, that he still relied upon God, and he was prosperous even in jail.
23节又一次强调，因为耶和华与约瑟同在。
And verse 23 tells us, the Lord was with him.
当圣经里面反复重复一句话的时候，那句话就是最重要的。
When the Bible repeats something, that's the most important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一个要反复读圣经。
So as we, brothers and sisters, as we read the Bible.
第二点啊，上帝的同在也在耶稣基督里面与我们同在。
And the Lord with us through His Son Jesus.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
啊，简单的来说，他是有形有体的，有经历有感受的与我们同在。
That He was with us in bodily form and in being.
我们基督信仰最大的特点。与其他的信仰最大特点、最大的不同是什么
？What is the difference between Christianity and other religions？
是因为我们在为上帝曾经道成肉身，成为人的样式，是以人的形式存在，他向我们显明。
Because our God become incarnate to be with, become man, become flesh。
圣经上有一句话说：“你们在苦难中不要灰心丧气。”
The Bible tells us in difficulties, do not be hopeless.
为什么？
Why?
因为这一位上帝曾经造成肉身，在肉身里面经历了我们同样的苦难。
Because this God incarnate who became flesh, suffered the same difficulties as we.
耶稣基督，你饥饿吗？耶稣基督在世上挨过饿的。
Was Jesus hungry? Yes.
耶稣基督曾经在地上。他也孤独过，他非常的孤独。
And Jesus was lonely on this earth.
他曾经也被家人不理解。
And he was misunderstood by his family.
他甚至被他的门徒出卖。
And he was sold by his disciples.
所以你今天如果遇到了苦难，你要想到这位上帝，他经历了比你更大的，你的苦难他都经历过。
So as you face difficulties today, you can think about Jesus who has experienced the same things.
这也是我这么多年来能够真正的体会上帝与我同在的秘诀。
And that's why I can experience God's presence through these years.
我们在难处的时候，常常的去寻找人的帮助。
When we face difficulties, we seek man's help.
来寻找牧师的安慰。
We look for the pastor's comfort.
这是可以的啊，这是不是不可以
？Sure, that's all good.
但是我要告诉你，如果你是把这个做一个最主要的渠道，90%你会失望。
But if that's your most important way, then you will be disappointed 99% of the time.
那我是牧师，那我遇到一些问题，我也是常常去问一些老牧师啊，这个时间更长的牧师，啊，更久的牧师，更大教会的牧师，呵呵，去问他们。
I'm the pastor. When I come across difficulties, I also seek out the advice of more senior pastors.
这个很多时候的确也得到一些答案。
We do get answers.
但是很多时候这个答案让我不是很满意。
But many times I'm not satisfied with the answers.
因为我发现他并不理解我。
Because they do not truly understand.
他虽然是也是牧师，他遇到的情况，他身上的环境跟我今天的情况好像很不一样。
Even though he's a pastor, but the circumstances are not always the same.
而且我现在发现很多甚至大小的牧师好像还蛮平顺的，没有遇到我这些事情。
And it seems like some of the bigger pastors.Very successful do not have the same difficulties.
长话短说，后来我更多的是回到上帝面前来看圣经。
To bring it back, so I spend more time looking into the Bible.
我后来发现，耶稣基督他是有形有体的经历了我一切的苦难。
So I discovered that Jesus, in the flesh, experienced these difficulties.
我说我孤独，耶稣比我更孤独。
I was lonely, but Jesus was even lonelier.
他连个太太都没有。
He does not have a spouse.
连个孩子也没有。
Did not have children.
但他有肉身，他有这个需要啊。
But he's flesh. He has those needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我们看到他的时候，我看到他的时候，我就降服了，因为这位主他值得我降服。
When I see this God, I prostrate myself because looking at him, I am obedient.
有时候觉得你看看牧师，好像牧师不值得你降服，因为这牧师做的的确做的不怎么样，对不对？
You may look at some pastors and did not think too highly of them.
信仰就是活着。
Faith is alive.
当我每一次耶稣的时候，他让我降服他。
So brothers and sisters, every time when I look at Jesus.
因为
I become prostrate.
因为他经历了我一切的苦难。
Because he suffered all my difficulties.
所以我愿意降服他。
So I'm willing to be obedient.
你不可能降服你一个你觉得他不值得你降服的人，或者是他的一个对象。
That you are not obedient to someone you think who's not worthy of your obedience.
所以我就想请你今天开始，你当你遇到问题的时候，你要回到上帝面前，你要找这位耶稣基督，他是不是值得你信仰和降服。
So, brother, when you face difficulties today, we turn back to God and see if Jesus is the one that you truly should be obedient to.
然后最后，这位三位一体神，他是以圣灵的形式今天与我们同在。
And this Trinity God.Is with us through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵同在就意味着它是超时空的，是每时每刻的。只要你的灵打开，只要你的心降服，它就时刻可以与你同在。
The presence of the Holy Spirit is all the time. As long as you open your hearts, He will be with you.
虽然肉身的耶稣基督今天已经回到天堂，坐在圣父的右边。
The bodily form of Jesus is back in heaven to be at the right hand of God.
但是他并抛弃我们，他说他离开，他应许我们真理的圣灵、安慰的圣灵、无时无刻不同在的圣灵，他要降下来。
He did not leave us. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us.
所以他说，我要另外赐给你们一位保惠师。就是叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will give you another helper to be with you forever.
Helper 就是帮助者，同在者 ，forever.
A helper that will be forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你认识到这一点的时候，所以你只要心里难过，你就应该祷告。
So brothers and sisters, when you recognize this fact, when you are saddened, then just pray.
只要你觉得你走不下去的时候，你就应该呼求圣灵。你说：“主啊，我降服你，你的灵现在就高摩我，让我能够被你充满，让我忘掉，让我完全的忘掉这一切的困境。”
So when you are obedient to the Holy Spirit, then pray that you will forget all your difficulties and just be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你要知道有一个圣灵，我以后再给大家讲如何的来体会圣灵。
Later on, I will preach on how to understand the Holy Spirit.
所以那我们今天知道神是与圣父、圣灵行的为我们同在，那我们究竟如何让这个同在完全的记住，完全的临到呢？
So how do we know, how do we get the presence of God with us?
因为圣经告诉我们说，当我们抵挡圣灵的时候，圣灵的工作不能在我们身上成就。
The Bible tells us when we resist the Holy Spirit, His work will not be manifest in us.
所以我们要工作，我们身上成就最重要，最重要的有很多原因。最重要，重要的，你要成为一个敬畏神的人。
In order for the work of the Holy Spirit to be manifest, we have to be one who fears the Lord.
在圣经里面有一个人物叫扫罗。
In the Bible, there is a person Saul.
我们后来发，我们圣经里有一句清楚的话：当他累累的不敬畏神，累累的要非要按照自己的意思去做的时候，最后上帝的灵离开了他。
This, the Bible tells us when he did not fear God and when he did not obey God, the Spirit of God departed from him.
今天我不给大家讲神学的一些争论啊。上帝的灵，总而言之，当我们不去顺服他的时候，上帝的灵他不会强迫在我们心中做工，记住。
If we are not obedient, the Holy Spirit is not going to force Himself to work through us.
他会好像离开了我们一样，任凭我们。
He will leave us and let us.
所以我们要这一个神与我们同在，我们要做一个敬畏神的人，做神所喜悦的事情。
So.To be with God, we have to fear Him and do what's pleasing to Him.
常常教会里面有错误的神学。
In the church, there are some wrong practices.
好像我们无论做什么，神都与我们同在，神会原谅我们，所以我们就好像我告诉你啊，神是与我们一个真正信主的人，神的灵是与我们同在的。
It things like we think we can do whatever, and God's going to be with us. Truly, God is with those.With who fear him.
但是当我们抵挡圣灵的时候，圣灵会停止他的工作。
But when we resist the Holy Spirit, he will stop his work.
他会任凭我们。
He will let us to do whatever.
这就是罗马书里面第一章有许多许多的任凭，任凭，任凭。
And in Romans 1, God let them, God let them do whatever.
好，那是神的同在，是我们今天，是我们明天会更好的原因。
That's why God is going to be with us, and tomorrow will be better.
一个神与的同在，你的明天怎么能不好呢
？If God is with us, how can your tomorrow not be better?
你的环境再坏啊，不会比约瑟的环境更坏，对不对
？Regardless of your circumstances, it's not going to be worse than Joseph's.
但是约瑟他的明天会更好，因为上帝说。他敬畏神，神与他同在。
Joseph's tomorrow was better because he feared the Lord and God was with him.
好，这是第一个，神与我们同在。第二个原因是神对我们有应许的。
Secondly, that God has promises for us.
可以吗？哦，好。第二个，神他应许我们的明天会更好。
God promised our tomorrow will be better.
我们常常忽略神的应许。
Many times we neglect God's promises.
为什么
？Why？
我们在这个世界上听到很多人给我们应许，都不算数。
We know we have many promises.
所以我们对这个应许好像也无所谓了。
Yeah, so we kind of discount them.
但是你要知道。这个应许如果是来自于神的话，那这个应许无论有多少都是真的。
So we know if the promise is from God, regardless that they will be true.
上帝是不可能撒谎的。
God is not gonna lie.
如果你相信有位上帝，他还难道这个上帝还会撒谎？撒谎的就不是上帝。
If you believe in God, He's not gonna lie. If He lies, then He's not God.
所以你要如果一个最基本的信仰，最基本的信心，如果上帝都说了，你的明天会还有很多应许，他一定会实现的。
So the basis of faith is when God promised that for tomorrow they will come true.
上帝给我们很多的应许。
God gave us many promises.
简单来说，有三大应许。
Basically three big promises.
第一个，他应许我们新的生命。
He gave us new life.
我们的生命跟这个世人的生命是不一样的。
Our life is different from the people of the world.
那我不刚才说了吗？世人的生命从朝阳走向夕阳，夕阳就是归宿。
So the life of the people in the world is from the morning sun to the setting sun, and that's the end.
无论他活得再活100岁、120岁，还是要走向死亡的。
Regardless of whether he lives to 100 or 120, he will face death.
无论他多么成功、有钱、成功、荣耀、儿孙满堂等等啊，这些都是好的，但是最后都一无所有。
Regardless of whether he was successful, prosperous, or rich, then he will come to an end, and there's nothing.
但是一个基督徒的人生，他的人生是一个新的生命，这个生命是更丰盛的生命。
For the Christians, we will have a new life, and this is the abundant life.
所以耶稣说我要来了，叫让羊来得生命，而且得的更丰盛。这个丰盛你要好好的思想什么叫丰盛。
So Jesus came to give life to the sheep and we will have it more abundantly.
这是永恒的丰盛。
This is eternal abundance.
所以明天会更好，也许明天你还会失业的，但是你要知道你有丰盛等着你。
SoTomorrow will be better, even if you lose your job. But we know abundance is with us.
第二个，上帝不仅允许我们生命，而且赐给我们这种生活的能力。
Not only the new life, but also new strength.
当然有前提的，你要敬畏他，你要降服他，你要常常的祈求他与你同在。
There is a requirement that we are to fear him and worship him.
所以保罗说了一句话：“我靠着他加给我力量的。”凡事的。
So Paul said, I'm able to do all things through him who gives me strength.
这就一个问题，你的力量从何而来？
So the question is, where does your strength come from?
你今天很累了，很累了，主啊，你让我睡一觉，明天我可以继续干我要干的事。
So today I'm very tired. Help me to rest so that I can do what I need tomorrow.
如果你的力量只是通过休息啊，重新获得身体的力量，或者通过你的意志，哎呀，我要有一个成为有意志坚强的人。如果你总而言之，如果这个力量从你自己而来，这个力量你再坚强的人，有一天也会撑不下去。
If your strength only comes from your rest or just from your will, regardless that it will not last.
昨天师母她分享的很对，我们今天这个世界上很多的事情。是会让你心力交瘁的。
The pastor's wife shared yesterday that truly there are many things will help us to be disappointed.
很多人在搬家就搬病了的。
Many people who moved become sick.
很多人失业就失业病了。
And many people who lost their jobs become sick.
当然也有这个工作升官反而病了的也有。
Of course there are many who got a raised in position, but also became sick.
那你这个你升迁了，你会更忙，你更没有时间休息，那可能会病呢。
If you get more responsibilities at the job, you'll be so busy that you will become sick.
总而言之，知道你的力量是从神而来的时候是不一样。
So when you know that your strength comes from God, it will be different.
很多时候我都觉得我已经不能够在坚持下去的时候，我后来发现实际上是神在帮助。
Many times when I feel like I cannot go on, I discovered that God is with me.
太多的见证以后再慢慢的讲
There are many such testimonies I will share later.
我觉得我刚刚读神学院的时候因为在旁边没有中文神学院，读了英文神学院。哎呀，我那个时候用英文读那个希伯来文，读希腊文。那个时候，我觉得我实在，我想放弃了。
When I was in seminary, there was no Chinese seminary, so I had to study Hebrew with English. I wanted to give up.
但是当我就带着一个小小的信心，我说主啊，你帮助我的时候，后来不仅过了，都是 A 呀，还笑，还这个成绩还非常好。
感谢，真的是感谢神。
So with a little faith, you know, God helped me to get a good grade.
总而言之啊，这个你这个是真实。
This is true.
第三个，上帝亲自应许我们美好无比的归宿。
God promised a new destiny.
上帝说，我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
So we are wanderers. We are just lodgers on earth.
真正有信仰的人，他说他要表明自己要寻找另外一个家乡。
Those who have faith are looking for a homeland.
这一个，他们寻找一个更美的家乡是在天上。
Their own country is in heaven.
如果在耶稣基督里面，只在今生有盼望，就比什么众人更可怜。
In Christ, if there's only hope in this world, then we are more to be pitied than anybody else.
如果说我们信主说，主啊，你帮助我啊，让我的工作更好，赚更多的钱，也许明年会如此，但后年不一定。
That if we just pray that God will help us to get a better job to earn more money, it may happen, but then it's not going to be long term.
所以过得全程类型啊，感谢神。那如果你希望在基督耶稣里面我的健康会更好，那也许你的疾病被医治，但后年真的另外一个疾病又来了。
If we only pray for health recovery from sickness, then maybe we are well and then we'll experience something else.
相反的，什么叫信心的伟人呢？
So conversely, what are giants of faith?
他们不仅不是说在地上寻求一个更好的生活，他们常常是放弃优越的生活，去寻求神的旨意，去到一个更不好的环境里面去寻求，去实现神的旨意。这是信心的伟人。
The giants of faith are those not just seeking success on this earth, but they probably seek difficulties.And to overcome.
亚伯拉罕他离开乌尔，但是乌尔是世界上最富裕的地方，他离开这个最富裕的地方，而且离开自己的家庭，他去离开本地本族富家，到了他是不知道的地方去。
Abraham left Ur, that was a very bustling and a good city, so he went to a place where it was strange and not much there.
这与今天我们很多人是相反的。
Today for us, we do the opposite.
我们今天很多人信主是希望主啊，你帮助我在地上过得更好啊，这个没有错，神的恩典是丰富的。
Many people who come to know Christ want to have a better life.
Here. 但是圣经不是这样。
But the Bible did not say so, did not tell us that.
圣经告诉我们，我们只是客旅在地上，无论是辉煌富裕，都是为了神的荣耀，为了神的计划。
As the Bible tells us, we are travelers. Whatever we do here is for the glory of God.
不是说每一个人必须穷困。你如果有经商的才能，你有这一个管理的才能，神让你这一个富裕。但是你要知道你为什么富裕，富裕了以后该怎么办啊？这都是要思考的问题。
It's not that everyone should be poor. If God gives you the talents for riches, then we need to know what to do with these riches.
这一个，所以这些人，他们实际上如果不是信仰，他们可以回去的。那亚伯拉罕走了半天，什么也没看到，我回去算了，我的家那么好，回去。
For these people, without faith, like Abraham, he could have said, "I see nothing, and now I'm going to go back."
弟兄姊妹，我也想跟大家分享一个小小的我自己的亲身的感动。这一次我就有这种感动。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share a personal experience.
这是我在休斯顿的家啊。
This is.My house in Houston.
这房子并不贵，但是很舒适。
It's not expensive, but it's very comfortable.
别人说在德州什么东西都是大的。
In Houston, everything, I mean, in Texas, everything's bigger.
大块的牛排。
Big steaks.
大宽大的马路。
Broad roads.
宽大的房子。
Big houses.
这房子我当时20万才买的，这现在也只有30万。
I bought it for.$200,000 and now it's worth $300,000.
非常的舒适。
It's good.
那我们这一次当然要房子去租的话，当然我们把它修啊修啊，把它修得特别好。哎呀，这修得好，越好就越舍不得，有这么好，我们应该早点修啊。
So in order to rent it, we spend money to do the upkeep. But as we are doing that, we thought we should have done it sooner.
我记得当时国立当时给我打电话，我就说：“咱这准备怎么样了？”我说：“我这房子问题越来越多。”
Brother 国立asked me how are things going. I said, you know, there are more things that I discovered.
很奇怪，可能欠账太多了，这些人都没管他，所以后来问题越来越多。
Maybe because I neglected so long, so I discovered more problems.
后来修好了，哎呦，这么舒适，哎呦，好舒服啊！这好像有点舍不得走了，感觉到。
After I did all the repairs, and I found it so good, I hated to leave.
那天收拾到下午3点钟，我们终于出发了。12月7号。
We packed up until 3 o'clock, and then we started to leave.
当时太太她最后上车走开动的时候，看这个房子，她都流泪了，流泪了。
My wife, when we were leaving and seeing the house, she wept.
她不是说是真的留恋这个房子多么舒适，实际上就是说花费了这么多心血把它建立起来，一天天的修，现在把它修好了，她是有感情。
It's not probably because of, you know, it's such a great house, but because we spend our sweat and tears, so there's some emotional attachment.
我们前面呢不知道，前真的再怎么样，前面道路不知道啊。
And we do not know what the future holds.
他那天哭了，我就劝他，他流泪了，没有哭了，别流泪。
There were tears, not crying, but tears.
我会劝他，神会给我们预备更好。
Well, I told her God will give us something better.
但是我深知道未必是一个更好的房子。
I know it might not be a better house.
因为我知道我现在住的房子现在已经是房子已经租定了。
I know because I already rented the house.
就实际上我思想这个时候，他一直这段时间让我思想那个亚伯拉罕。
And as I think about this,
所以圣经。当我们照着神的话去生活的时候，你才对圣经有深刻的理解。
Only as we live lives and read the Bible, then we will have the true experiences.
不是你在这，我请注意啊，我不是说任何人啊，你不是在教会里做教主入学，讲到时间长了，你一定就理解圣经，不一定。
I'm not speaking to anyone in particular. Just because you teach Sunday school doesn't mean that you know the Bible.
当你降服神，尤其是为了神，你暂时愿意放弃一些东西的时候，这个时候，你对圣经的理解是刻骨铭心的。
Only as you are willing to be obedient, and then you will have more understanding of the Bible.
所以我从来不喜欢在讲台上说一些很 empty 的、一些很空洞的话。
And I don't want to just be on the pulpit saying some empty words.
我在这个时候深刻地理解到亚伯拉罕他真的那种信心的单纯和伟大。
Now I understand Abraham's faith and greatness.
所以我知道，那我就想，那神给我的那美好的家乡在哪里呢
？So I was thinking, what is my homeland?
我当然我知道，不是我现在住在一个 townhouse， 那肯定是什么呢？我就上个星期我就有点感受到，就是这。
And I know it's not my townhouse, and I felt last week that it's here.
我上个星期因为韩英姊妹啊，她一年都没有休息，她就休假，让她休假在家里面，在家里 work at home 也是这样。
Church secretary was on vacation last week.
所以上个星期的教会就这个星期特别特别安静。
So the church was especially quiet.
所以我有时候在那里写了写东西啊，我中间休息一下，我就出来走一走啊，从办公室走出来走走，我看到这个我们这个教会，我就突然一个感觉，西安山。
So as I was doing some writing and resting and then walking, and I saw the church, and I saw the church. It's like西安。
Mountain Zion,
Mount Zion. It's like Mount Zion.
我也好像明白了，在我们这个教会就是在好像是在山上啊，就让我感到山上的神，锡安山。
And then I built our churches on Mount Zion.
我觉得这就是我 我心灵的家乡。
This is my heart of my home of my heart。
我突然感到这个空气虽然不是那么寒冷了，更是感到一种清新的空气一样。
It wasn't that cold, but I felt a freshness in my heart.
所以，锡安山永生神的诚意。
Mount Zion is the everlasting, is where the everlasting God resides.
我也知道这个还不是最真正最后的家乡，那真正最后的家乡不是锡安山，而是真正天上的城。
I know that's even not our eternal home. It's not Mount Zion, but our heavenly home.
弟兄姊妹，天上的神就是我们的主耶稣现在所在的地方。
That's brothers and sisters. That's where our heavenly Father is right now.
但是教会只是天上的神的一个预表。
So the church is like the heavenly home.
所以教会也必须体现天上神的圣洁、纯净、真理。
So the church also should be holy and true.
各位弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们为什么星期天要来这里敬拜
？Why do we come here on Sundays to worship？
这是锡安山，是永生神的诚意的代表。
This is Mount Zion. This is the representation of the Holy God.
所以我请大家来今天来到这里，稍微来早一点。在来之前也不要互相打招呼，打招呼是在worship完了之后。
So I ask that brothers and sisters to come here a little early, and not necessarily to greet each other. We'll do that later after the worship.
我们要安静我的心，敬拜我们神圣的神。
So that we can quiet our hearts to worship the true God.
这样上帝的灵才会与我们同在。
Then the Holy Spirit will be with us.
好，我们。这就是我们为什么我们的明天会更好，因为我们有两个 P， 有两个 P。第一个是什么
？So this is why our tomorrow will be better。
因为有我们有上帝的 presence， 他上帝永远与我们同在。
Because we have the presence of God。
第二点啊，我们因为有上帝的应许叫 promise。
Then we have the promise。
所以我们但是这我们要如何的启动要实现这一个我们要有信心才能够领受神的应许。
How do we activate this? It's by faith.
我们要顺服才能够让上帝同在上帝的计划在我们生命中成就。
We have to obey in order for God's plan to be manifest.
所以我现在后面就快一点啊，要结束这个讲道，我们求神让我们记住今天你记住两个 P 就可以了。我们的明天为什么会更好
？Today, just remember the two P's. Why will tomorrow be better?
我们神的儿女，神的灵，神上帝是与我们同在的。
We are God's children, God's Spirit, God is with us.
无论你今天在什么光景之中
，Regardless of your circumstances.
第二个，上帝的应许是真实。
Secondly, God's promise are true.
但我们要学会顺服神。
But we need to learn to be obedient.
不要总是要一心想着要完成我们自己的人生计划。
Do not want to just accomplish your own objectives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天为什么奋斗
？So why are we struggling today?
今天我为什么在这里讲道
？Why do we preach?
因为我相信明天会更好。
Because I believe tomorrow will be better.
如果我不相信明天会更好，我在这里讲什么呢
？If I do not believe that, what am I talking about?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的明天会更好。
Our tomorrow will be better。
我们的明天会更好。
Our tomorrow will be better。
因为上帝说，他要应许我们天上的神。
Because God has given us heavenly promises。
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you。
我们知道你是永远不撒谎的神。
Because we know that you do not lie。
我们也知道耶稣基督你在世上经历了一切的苦难。
We also know that Jesus went through all difficulties on earth。
你是值得我们称颂，值得我们赞美。
That you are worthy of our praise。
你也是值得我们效仿，值得我们信任。
That we can imitate you and believe in you。
我们今天我之所以生活，之所以侍奉，之所以追随。是因为你应许我们明天会更好。
We serve you and follow you because we know that you said tomorrow will be better.
我们求主你赐给我们信心。
May you give us faith.
让我们单单的仰望。
So that we look to you only.
让我们单单的仰望你。
So that we look to you only.
让我们永远的眼睛盯在你的身上。
That our eternal eyes is on you.
而不是盯在任何人的身上。
And not on any person.
我们记在你的身上，我们就相信你的结局就是我们的归宿。
So, as we look on you, then we know that your end will be our heavenly home.
我们就知道你的应许无论有多少，在基督耶稣里面都是真的。
We know all the promises in Christ Jesus are yes.
我们如此祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们感谢神啊，感谢神他的话语。
We thank God for His word.